Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, May the 29th, 2026, 5:29:26, 12 minutes past the hour, and it is the last Friday in the month of May. How about that? The month of May is going right by. Now, as many of you know, earlier today, who tuned in, Matt Morgan is out tonight. He is on vacation, I guess, this weekend. I don't know where he is. So joining me as guest co-host tonight for the next two solid hours, a voice familiar, like the ghost of Christmas past, Sean Kraft joining me in studio tonight. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Scott?
Well, I'm always good. And tonight we have got a wonderful show planned here on WGH Talk because there's a big event going on here in Marion tomorrow night. One of Marion's favorite sons is coming home. O.J. McDuffie, who played for Penn State, he was born in Marion, played for the Miami Dolphins, and we have got two tickets tonight to the big O.J. McDuffie event tomorrow. It's Building Bridges, Bridging Gaps. He is the keynote dinner speaker. Tomorrow night, doors open at 5:30, dinner begins at 6, Tri Rivers Career Center, 2222 Marion Mount Gilead Road, here in Marion. We've got two tickets that we're going to give away tonight to this big event.
All right. Sounds good.
Tomorrow night right here in Marion. And O.J. McDuffie is a very well-known quantity here in Marion. Certainly one of the most well-known people ever born in the city of Marion.
Absolutely. So he played on midget football.
He did. He did. He started midget football, with midget football, went on to play for the Penn State Nittany Lions under Joe Paterno.
Yep.
And then went on to play for the Dolphins under Don Shula.
That's a good way to say it. You took it out of my mouth.
And who was the quarterback?
Oh, I forget.
Dan Marino.
Dan Marino, yeah, that's right.
And I think he was Dan Marino's favorite receiver.
Yeah.
So we have two tickets tonight to give away to that, and we'll do that before the show is up tonight. Should be a great event tomorrow here in Marion out at Tri Rivers, and also providing entertainment for us tonight, 11-year-old Gabriel Ross Vanis, who participated in the big Bravo competition here in Marion, which wrapped up last Thursday night.
Absolutely.
And you got to see some of the videos and pictures from that night.
I did.
This should be very entertaining. He's got his acoustic guitar with him here tonight. So throughout the show, we'll have some entertainment as the night goes along. Now, how should we give away these O.J. McDuffie tickets?
That's a good question. I was just sitting here thinking about what we can do. Like, maybe, you know, a lot of radio stations, they just pick numbers. But we don't want to do that.
No, I don't like numbers.
Because that's kind of boring.
No. Let's see here. I'm trying to think of a good O.J. good trivia question in regard to O.J. Okay, let's see here. What is a good O.J. McDuffie? Well, this will be, did anybody pay attention to what I've been saying? What NFL team, we'll enter your name into a drawing here. We'll do a drawing. How many people will get this right? What NFL team did O.J. McDuffie play for? I just said it a few seconds ago.
He did, yep.
What NFL team did O.J. McDuffie play for? I believe his entire NFL career was with this team. Just give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you could possibly win two tickets to the big O.J. McDuffie dinner here tomorrow night, starting at 5:30 in Marion at Tri Rivers. We've got a pair of tickets. What team did O.J. McDuffie play for? 740-383-9944. What NFL team? Now, who's your favorite NFL player?
Probably, it was Bernie Kosar for a long time. I have his autograph.
Browns quarterback.
Yep, Browns quarterback. I have his autograph.
He's got some health issues going on, doesn't he?
Fan. Huh?
Doesn't he have some health issues going on?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw that from time to time.
Yeah, I have his autographed football. But I'm more of a Dallas Cowboys fan now. And you know who it is?
Who?
Take a guess. Take a guess who it is.
I don't know.
Come on, take a guess.
Why? I don't. A cowboy player?
Yeah, cowboy player.
Well, you know, NFL is not my favorite thing. Aikman?
Aikman. Yep.
Okay. And we're getting a phone call here. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Well, I'm not eligible. So I won't even answer. I'll just give you my favorite NFL player.
Go ahead.
I'll go for Boomer Esiason.
Boomer Esiason. There's another.
Terry Bradshaw, I liked him, too.
Now, do you remember when O.J. played?
What he played? He played football.
No. Do you remember when he played?
Well, if it was Marino, then it would have been maybe around the turn of the century.
Yeah, the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, it would, yeah, based on when Marino played. Because he was, like, after I was in college, and so I think it was more than a generation ago, so. Players not on, sorry, I'm in the gym, of course, so don't mind if I'm grunting a little bit. So for players not on the Bengals, I would, or even on a competing team, I would say Terry Bradshaw. I always respected him, and, you know, he's an excellent broadcaster. He was even a spokesman, I think, for Hairpieces, which was kind of cool. Wasn't afraid to admit that. Sometimes that happens, and sometimes he wore a rug, and it was kind of cool. So I always admired him, and he's still around.
Does he wear a hairpiece?
I think, well, sometimes. I mean, he's needed one for a long time. I think Prince William could use one of those also. But
I didn't think people wore hairpieces anymore. Maybe they do.
Yeah, I always liked him. I mean, he was a straight shooter, you know, but very smart. I mean, kind of great broadcaster. I think we can agree that he's a great broadcaster.
Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a great broadcaster. He's an old football player.
Good football man. Yeah, good. Well respected. It's someone who's respected among rivals. I mean, the Bengals and Steelers are people who are Browns fans. Obviously, they're rivals, but people still respected Terry Bradshaw. And I think Boomer probably is in the same category. So, again, another player named OJ I used to like, but of course that kind of changed after circumstances. But that happened.
Yeah, the other OJ had a rough way to go.
Yeah, I mean, he was a good broadcaster too, but things happened, unfortunately. But that's how the cookie crumbles, as my dad used to say.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, gentlemen, we'll have a good show.
Good to hear from you.
See you, Matt.
Have a good night.
See you, Adam.
Bye-bye.
You forgot his name.
Yeah. Well, again, we have the two tickets now. That call, actually, this just goes to show you the link that people listen to this show. That person was listening in Chicago.
Yeah.
That call was from Chicago. So we're all over the place. But so they're not eligible to win, obviously, because it's hard to come to Marion for the show tomorrow night.
Right.
But what NFL team did O.J. McDuffie play for? And again, we've got two tickets to his big event here tomorrow night, coming home to Marion tomorrow night, 5:30, Tri-Rivers. It's a dinner, and O.J. will speak there, and I'm sure meet and greet with all the fans. What NFL team did he play for? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz throughout the program tonight, throughout the 2 hours, and we'll get into that. So, Sean, what's new with you?
Nothing much, really. Just hanging around. You know how that goes.
Hanging around.
Yeah.
Enjoy coming in here tonight. Sitting in for Matt.
Yeah, that's right. Sitting in for Matt.
Now, let's see. What things have gone on this week that we've talked about? Well, let's see here. Well, I was talking about this earlier on. You know, I worked at WMRN, started at WMRN, and Terry Cole's grandson, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he's working on a WMRN history project. You used to come into WMRN when I was there.
I did.
And guest on the program.
I had to get up like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, those were, well, I don't know about that, but I had to be there at 5, I remember. It was an early shift.
Yeah.
But he's doing this history project, and it's tied in with his grandfather, who is no longer with us, because Terry Cole has went on to his reward. But I don't know. I think it's kind of tied into his grief. Because I think he's remembering it like it never was. Or certainly wasn't when I was there. Because I said, the people were not tremendously... They were fine people. I mean, they weren't bad people. It's just they were not... People didn't talk to each other there. It was not a very friendly environment, I guess I should say.
Oh, no, you had some run-ins there.
I did have some run-ins there. But everybody did.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to say, behind-the-scenes stories here, but, I mean, there were people's papers that were laying on their desk that got thrown in the dumpster by other employees. So that's the type of thing that was going, and it wasn't a joke, you know. They were not doing that to be funny. That's the type of stuff that went on there. I guess that goes on in all workplaces, but as far as great broadcasting, it was a great broadcasting place because you had people like Madge Cooper and Rod Serling, Joe Iommi,
Jeff Ruth,
Bob Mason, but it was not Marianne Michaels. It was not
Charlie Evers.
Okay, it was not always the friendliest environment. What'd you say?
No, I wouldn't think so either.
No,
I mean I was only there a few times in the morning, and
did people meet and greet you?
No.
Did anybody come in and say hello to you?
No, they had no idea who I was either walking in there.
There you go. That's kind of how it was.
Yeah.
So again, it's fine to do this project, and if you want to gather all this information and audio and so on and so forth, I think that's wonderful, but it's not exactly how it was. And that's why I don't like to participate in projects like that, because I don't want to misinform the people.
Correct.
Yeah. But I'm not saying that's what he's doing. I just think his project is wrapped up in his grief for his grandfather.
Right.
Who he loved.
Well, I can understand that.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Now, as I said, we've got Gabriel Ross Vanis in the studio tonight, and he's going to do a number of songs for us over the next 2 hours. Let's turn on his microphone here. Gabriel, how you doing?
Good.
Good to have you with us tonight. What's new with you?
Not much, really, except being here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Now, you're going to be playing the acoustic guitar. How long have you been playing the guitar?
Over 5.5 years.
5.5 years. Why did you start to play the guitar?
Because I like music, and I just wanted to start guitar when I was little, because I thought it'd be great.
Was it hard to learn?
No, not for me. I had a teacher, but I self-taught myself as well.
Very good. What's the first song you're going to do for us tonight?
It's My Life by Bon Jovi.
It's My Life, Bon Jovi, by Gabriel Ross Vanis here on WGH Talk. Take it away, Gabriel.
Okay. This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. No silent prayer for the faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it out loud. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. Cause it's my life. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just wanna live while I'm alive. Cause it's my life. This is for the ones who stand their ground. For Tommy and Gina who never back down. Tomorrow's getting harder, make no mistakes. Luck ain't even lucky, gotta make your own breaks. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. Cause it's my life. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just wanna live while I'm alive. Cause it's my life. It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. Cause it's my life. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just wanna live while I'm alive. Cause it's my life.
Ah, very nice. Gabriel Rosvan is here on WGH Talk. It's My Life, Bon Jovi. Very popular song. Thank you, Gabriel. And we'll come back to him as the night goes along. 11 years old. How about that?
That's pretty good.
What could you do that was impressive at 11 years old?
Oh, gee. Probably eating contests.
Eating contests? Yeah, is that what was going on?
Yeah, probably.
When you were
11? Oh, yeah,
okay. Now, what's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Were you in a lot of pizza eating contest in those days?
No, I never did that before, but I did a chicken nugget contest, though, before.
How many did you eat?
And I won.
No, we were at, I was there for that. Yeah, McDonald's.
Yep.
How many did you eat?
Oh, gosh, you remember how much it was?
It was quite a few.
I think it was like 80.
You about put them out of business that night.
I think so, yeah.
McDonald's about had to shut down here in Marion that night. But that is great. And nothing like live music on the radio.
Right.
You know, that's how it all started.
Yeah.
85 years ago, Chuck Wagon Pals. On WMRN.
Yeah.
Do you know what the first song on WMRN ever was?
I do not know.
Genie with the Light Brown Hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is old.
That is, well, it was the 40s.
Yeah.
It was 1940 when they started. Let's see here. So what is your favorite bit of broadcast history? If you were going to be putting together this WMRN archive, what would you put in there?
Definitely a little bit of Charlie Evers.
Well, you're hung up on that, aren't you?
No, I mean, because, you know, he's one that came up with the Peanut Push, and then he also did the Buckeye Chuck.
Right.
You know, so...
I think you got to start with the founder. I think if you don't start with... there is nobody else if you don't have the man who started it.
Right.
Bob Mason.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate that people leave him out, because he died, you know, in the 60s.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So if you don't have Bob Mason, you don't have anybody else.
Or Madge Cooper. Madge Cooper actually put it on the map as well.
Well, she was there the second week.
Yeah.
She got the job when they were still laying the floor.
Yeah. That's true. She did.
She did.
Yeah.
And also, a woman back in 1941 to be on the radio, I mean, that was unheard of.
Right.
And she was also the first one to go into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
She was. I remember going to that.
And you used to have a lot to say about Marianne Michaels.
I did. Yeah, she.
What was your favorite thing about Marianne Michaels?
She was this. She was a nice lady. She always dressed nice.
Well, her jacket's right on the wall over there.
Yeah. And
we have our tribute to Marianne Michaels over here.
Yeah.
Her pink jacket on the wall.
And she was always nice to me every time I was around her.
Well, she was a good lady.
Yeah.
But you, I was thinking of the thing you always used to say about her when she was around.
Oh, yeah, she always smelled good.
She always smelled good.
Yeah, she did.
She had a good perfume.
Yeah, something like that.
You really liked her perfume.
Whatever she was wearing, yeah.
You know, did you know Stephen Colbert went off the air last week?
Oh, that's right. I remember that, yeah.
Now, are you aware of what the Colbert questionnaire is?
No, I remember you doing it to...
Well, I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. This will be good. Something to do here.
Here we go.
Here's where it started. In 2019, Keanu Reeves was guesting on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he was asked, "What do you think happens when we die?" After taking a beat, Reeves delivered a very thoughtful response, "I know that the ones who love us will miss us." The exchange went viral and got Colbert thinking about ways to regularly play with a more spontaneous line of questioning. Now, I've done this with Mary Ellen Withrow. I've done this with Glenn Coble. Sam Donaldson did this. And Adam took this at one point. So I figure we'll give it to you now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The Colbert questionnaire. What's the best sandwich?
Ooh, probably cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the one thing you own that you really should throw out? Could be a lot of things.
Clothes.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the scariest animal?
Grizzly bear.
Grizzly bear. Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Oh, okay. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Oh, yes.
Everybody.
Everybody.
You. That's your big thing in life.
That's my hobby, yes.
What's your favorite autograph?
Oh, right now that I have right now, probably.
That you've gotten, actually walked up to the person and gotten it.
Probably, I'm going to have to say Betty White.
Betty White.
Yeah.
What do you think happens when we die?
Hopefully heaven, I guess.
Okay. Favorite action movie?
Action movie. Is Men in Black action?
Yeah, it's action.
Yeah.
Favorite smell? This is what got me thinking about this.
Favorite smell?
Marianne Michaels.
Food.
Food.
Yeah.
Least favorite smell?
Skunk.
Skunk. Well, here we go. Exercise. Is it worth it?
No.
No. Flat or sparkling?
Flat.
Most used app on your phone?
I would say TikTok.
You get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What would it be?
One song? I'm not sure. Probably, I can't think of it. I have lots of songs.
Gotta pick one.
Oh, I come back to that one.
Everybody always has trouble with that one.
Yeah, because I have so many of them. I had to try to.
Well, you're going to have to come up with one here.
Yeah.
What number am I thinking of?
12.
Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
5 words. My goodness gracious. This is kind of hard if you stop to think about
it. Well, this is the last question.
Oh, is it? I'm really nice.
That's 3.
You need 5?
Yep.
I'm really nice being around.
Okay, there you go.
How's that?
Well, that's fine.
Is that good?
Favorite song?
I cannot think of one at all. It's not coming to my head.
No song titles at all?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. You got one?
Well, no, I'm trying to think of a song that you like.
Oh, well, I like Old Time Rock and Roll. How's that?
Okay. Old Time Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's the Colbert Questionnaire. That's how it works.
Oh, okay.
It's just kind of disjointed questions that all come together.
Okay.
And that's how it was done on the Stephen Colbert Show. Now, again, we've got the O.J. McDuffie tickets here. What team did O.J. McDuffie play for? 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We've also got 11-year-old Gabriel Rosmanis in the studio. Gabriel, what's the next song we got tonight?
An original.
An original.
My Best Friend is what I decided to name it.
Now, how did you come to write this song? Did you have a friend in mind?
No.
Well, maybe we'll listen to it and then we'll think about it. Sound good?
Yes.
Sounds good to me. My Best Friend, Gabriel Rosmanis, here on WGH Talk. Go ahead.
Okay. My best friend, my best friend for life, and I would lie for you, cry with you, and make it alright. We've got to hang on, we've got to stay strong, because through stormy weather we stick together, 'cause that's where we belong. When I first saw you, you were crying in the rain. I put my arms around you to take away the pain. You looked up at me, then leaned into my ear. Then you softly whispered, "Thanks for being here." You said you've always felt invisible and like nobody cared. For all my life I felt unheard and a little scared. I said you'll never have to face this life alone anymore. I'm always here for you, cause that's what friends are for. You are my best friend, my best friend for life. And I would lie for you, cry with you, and make it alright. We've got to hang on, we've got to stay strong, because through stormy weather we stick together, cause that's where we belong. The years have passed and we've moved on to bigger, better things. But when you left this town, you broke my heart, and that pain really stings. But through my hurt, I'm so proud of you, and I loved every moment we went through. For now, I'll say goodbye, but I'll see you again, and you'll forever be my best friend. My best friend, my best friend for life. And I would lie for you, cry with you, and make it alright. We've got to hang on, we've got to stay strong, because through stormy weather we stick together, cause that's where we belong. You are my best friend, you are my best friend, my best friend for life. You are my best friend.
Wonderful, wonderful. 11-year-old Gabriel Iglesias. Iglesias. Ross Vanis, excuse me. I think you're Julio Iglesias in here. I know, that was terrific, Gabriel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I get the names right some days. Holy moly. That's why I got to write things down.
Yeah.
But that was a great song. And so you just wrote that?
Yes.
See, I couldn't write anything like that. That's great. That's a great song.
Thank you.
You know, so do you write it and then come up with the music, or come up with the music and then write the words?
I come up with the music and then write the words, because the music just comes easy to me. And then the words are kind of a nightmare to write.
I bet. So you got to fit the words to the music.
Yes.
That's great. How many songs do you think you've written?
Five.
Five.
Oh, yeah. I haven't finished that one, though. So he's saying the ones that I finished.
So four?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. Some people never write one. I've never written a song at all, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you like the songs that you've written better to perform them, or performing other people's songs?
I've never thought about that.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. It's a nice question to ask. Except the person that you're asking it to doesn't have an answer. So.
Watch out. Just think on it for a second. We're going to take the phone call here, and we'll come back. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm calling now to be a music critic. If you can maybe just have Gabriel join. Gabriel, that Friends song was really good. I just wanted to comment, because I'm a bit of a music expert and aficionado. You're a bit too acoustic, I think, to be doing Bon Jovi. I was wondering, can you do more acoustic rock like the Eagles? I'm sure you hear that a lot. Eagles, Jim Croce, even Dan Fogelberg, if you've heard of him. So I would say rockers who are more acoustic, more strictly guitar-oriented, I think you do a really good job. I used to take guitar lessons. I was actually about your age. My teacher taught me how to sing and more play than sing Lion Eyes, Time in a Bottle. That's one that's often taught, because it's not that hard to play. So just some critique there, but definitely a talent, and it's good to hear an acoustic, nothing that's synthesized, you know, computer generated from someone of his age. And I see big things for the guy.
So you were impressed with the original there, and you see big things
much
in the
more,
future?
Yeah, much more, because he's more acoustic, I think. Not that there was anything wrong with the Bon Jovi song, I like hearing that. Yeah, an original with good words or heartfelt, and that's what I'm saying. I'd like to hear an Eagles song if he does the Eagles. In fact, you like Bob Seger, so I don't think he could do Bob Seger also. Maybe Against the Wind, for example. because the Eagles helped collaborate on that song, "Man of Fire Lake." So those would be interesting, as I see some pretty good pipes and some pretty good guitar playing from that end.
I think you're right. Hey,
I'm still at the gym, Scott. Sorry, but
no. Thanks for calling.
You know, the gym and listening to your Friday evening show is kind of a ritual.
Well, I'm glad you got a Friday evening ritual.
It's not that busy in here today, so, and the music isn't as loud, so it's easier to hear you. Thank goodness.
Well, we appreciate having you out there.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Hang up. Maybe Gabe can comment as he can do some of those types of songs. See you guys later.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, listening from the gym.
Yeah.
See, people listen everywhere.
Yeah.
They're out there. 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to add to the conversation tonight, the phone lines are always open. And again, we have the two tickets to the O.J. McDuffie event tomorrow night here in Marion. 6 p.m. at Tri Rivers. And we'll give you those tickets tonight if you would like those. Just let us know what team, NFL team, did O.J. McDuffie play for? 740-383-9944. Sean, do you remember watching O.J. McDuffie play?
I don't. You mean in the NFL?
In the NFL.
Oh, NFL, yeah. He played, I've been playing, watching him play, because, you know, he played Dallas Cowboys and all that.
Well, a lot of people in Marion thought it was a ritual.
I thought you meant for midget football there for a minute.
No, I think that would have been before your time.
Yeah,
he played for midget football.
Yeah.
But no, I he was great. He was just great. So it's the big event tomorrow here in Marion, and hopefully a lot of people come out and see the hometown boy. Now, let's see. What else did I want to talk about here tonight? Well, I think some of these things are interesting that are going on in the world right now. Has anything interested you on TikTok? You like those TikTok videos. Is there anything new on TikTok?
TikTok, you know, it's kind of boring anymore because they have so many guidelines now that you can do and watch, and they flag people and a bunch of...
They flag people?
Oh, yeah, they flag people, ban their accounts easily now. Yeah, it's just... it's not as fun, I don't think. But I still watch them.
Here's an interesting subject. Rosie O'Donnell recently came out and said she felt shameful over getting a facelift because I guess she had said that people should not get facelifts, and then she got, I think she's 65, she ended up getting a facelift.
Hmm.
What do you think? Well, it wasn't a big one.
What, should you just get like a little nip tuck?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
I used to watch it.
Well, she said it was because she lost so much weight, and she's also aging, 65. Yeah. And that's why she did it. And she said it made her face was, you know, it always looked like she was unhappy, she felt. Hmm. But she said she was very happy.
Well,
so that's why she did it.
God bless her, whatever she wanted to do, you know.
Well, I thought this was an interesting subject because I was approached in the hallway the other day about somebody wants to come on the show because I don't think people realize that Botox is done here in Marion as well as injections of...
Vitamins,
nutrients, elixirs, things of that nature to give you energy and pep you up. And this group wanted to come on the radio program to discuss their products, and they said they would give me a free deal on the air.
Like the free IV deal?
Free IV, right on the air.
Are they going to give you a shot in your eyeball?
Well, I think that was offered too. So I guess one week would be the IV and one week would be the shot in the head of the Botox. I don't know if I'm sold on it yet, but, you know, sometimes you got to do things for radio.
Yeah.
But I think that it's an interesting thing, and it's not nearly as expensive as I thought it would be.
How much does it cost?
I can't remember the exact price, but it's not what you think it would be.
Yeah. See, I heard Botox actually helps for migraine headaches.
Yes, so I've heard that. But I don't think that's why people are doing it.
Yeah. I don't know. They're doing it for looks.
They're getting rid of the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... I don't know. I think it's interesting. I don't know if people realize that's going on here in Marion.
Hmm.
I think they have to go to Columbus or somewhere to get it done.
Well, there you go. More advertisement.
Well, it's good advertisement, but it's also a good bit to learn about the good things and the bad things about Botox and the good things and the bad things about these things. I just don't like the idea, though, of getting an IV put in while I'm on the air. It feels like I'm getting life support while I'm doing the program.
I understand that. There you go.
But who knows? She said, the girl that I talked to said that it's like truth serum.
Really?
She said that when people start getting the IVs, they start talking about things that normally they don't talk about. So I'm wondering what is in this...
IV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that makes you a little nervous.
Yeah. That'd be kind of scary on the air.
Well, I mean, I don't have anything to hide, but I don't know what I would start talking about.
Who knows?
Because how do you know if people are saying things that are true?
Right.
Have you ever thought about getting any work done?
No. It didn't even cross my mind.
Really?
No.
Well, now you've thought about, people have asked you about the...
The sleeve and...
Yeah, the sleeve and
yeah. Bariatric surgery.
Bariatric.
My doctors bring that up. They bring it up every time I go in there.
And what do you say to them?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, is there a reason you don't want to do that?
I just don't want to. I knew some people that went through it. Some people had some pains and threw up all the time, and I don't want to go through all that.
Well, you know, Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life was on the program on TLC, and he talked about the pain, blues, and agony that he went through with this. I think he had the sleeve.
Yeah, I think he had the sleeve,
Yeah. I just don't think it's good to have somebody rooting around in your stomach with a knife.
Yeah. It's like a rotor.
But
knife.
Now everybody does the Manjaro,
yeah.
And the
Ozempic.
I can't
take those either. I tried those, and I did try those, and I can't take them either. I'm allergic to them. Go figure.
Oh, darn.
Darn it.
But you would have taken those.
I would have took those, yeah.
Different than the surgery.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now, here's an interesting story. I thought this was fascinating. This was a TikTok video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lady went on TikTok and said that she recently was on an airplane and she brought chicken fries on the airplane. I guess this is what's on TikTok. Oh. And she got shamed by the guy in front of her because he was complaining how bad it smelled and he didn't like that she brought these chicken fries on the plane. So basically, the question is bringing leftovers on a plane a bad idea?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a bad idea.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, if you were eating a sandwich...
I've had a lot in my life and I just don't think you should have a... Because a lot of people will go overboard if they bring, you know, stuff like... Obviously, the chicken fries probably smell bad.
Well, yeah, but I mean, wouldn't it be the same thing if you're sitting next to somebody in a restaurant?
Man, you're a little bit closer than the restaurant. You're like, you've been on the plane.
I've been on the plane.
I mean, you're pretty close.
Yeah, but I understand because if people are hungry, all they give you on those short flights is a soda and maybe some of those Bischoff crackers, cookies or whatever those are.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Did you ever have those?
I had chips before, but I don't know cookies.
Yeah, there's a particular, I think they're called Bischoff.
Oh,
Bischoff. I hope that's right. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know, if anybody knows that, give me a call. 740-383-99. I know it begins with a B, but there's a particular brand of cookie that you only get on an airplane, although I do think you can buy them in the store now.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I thought they're Bischoff.
Bischoff?
I think it's called Bischoff. They're very good cookies. They're like a vanilla cookie.
Hmm.
Yeah, very good cookie. But I don't think it's a big issue to bring leftovers on an airplane if you're hungry.
All the airplanes that I know, before you get to the check-in line, they usually have you throw everything all out now. So I don't
know. Well, apparently not this woman. This is recent.
I know.
This woman got her chicken fries on.
I don't know how they got it on there, but...
Are chicken fries like a chicken finger?
Probably, yeah. I'm sure. Like
I don't know. So you wouldn't do that, though?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
No.
Would you bring a drink on the plane?
A drink, yeah, I would.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if it's a smelly drink?
I guess I probably wonder if it's smelly.
Well, yeah, so it's all about the odor is what you're saying.
Right.
So what if it's like a candy bar that doesn't smell?
Probably not. I don't think a candy bar would be a big deal.
Mary's out there listening. Biscotti. Oh. I think that's the cookie brand. Biscotti that you have on.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
There you go.
I said Bischoff.
Yeah, you said... Yeah, I was wondering.
I thought it was Bischoff. No, maybe it's Biscotti.
Yeah.
On a plane is great. But I don't know. I don't have a problem if you bring your leftovers because maybe you want more than a cookie.
Well?
Well, I assume you're going to eat it.
Yeah, but...
Listen, there are a lot bigger problems you can have on a plane than somebody's food.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have somebody sitting next to you who doesn't, you know, fit in the seat correctly. You can have not enough leg room. You can have a flight attendant that's not very kind. I mean, there's a lot of problems you can have on an airplane.
Yeah, true.
But that's the way it goes.
Yep.
In any event, let's see here. Okay. Let's get into another one of these stories. Well, actually, let's get to Gabriel here. Gabriel, what's the next song we're going to have tonight?
Shine. I forget who it's by.
Popular song, though, right?
I guess you could say. Yeah, it's Collective Soul.
Oh, all right. So we've got Gabriel Rosvanis, 11 years old, performing Shine here on WGH Talk. Take it away, Gabriel.
Okay. Give me a word, give me a sign. Show me where to look, tell me what will I find. What will I find? Lay me on the ground and fly me in the sky. Show me where to look, tell me what will I find. What will I find? Yeah. 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 Oh, heaven that you let shine down. 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 Love is in the water, love is in the air. Show me where to go, tell me, will love be there? Will love be there? Teach me how to speak and teach me how to share. Teach me where to go, tell me, will love be there? Will love be there? Yeah. 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 Oh, heaven that you let shine down. 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 I'm gonna let it shine. Heaven's little light's gonna shine on me. Hey yeah, hey yeah. Heaven's little light's gonna shine on me. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. Heaven's little light's gonna shine on me. Hey yeah, hey yeah. Heaven's little light's gonna shine on me.
Gabriel Rosvanis here on WGH Talk, 11 years old. Somebody was just asking out there, one of our listeners, and said, wow, what a great voice. So there you go, Gabriel. They're cheering for you out there tonight. Great to have him here with us in the studio. And by the way, we got another message from Mary out here tonight. It was Biscoff.
Oh, Biscoff.
Yes.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go.
I was not wrong.
Okay.
Let's just write that down. So I didn't think it was Biscotti. Now, I've heard Biscotti. That's something different, I think. Yeah. But those are the cookies you get on the airplane.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I guess I never knew what the name of them were, but I always got like chips and a drink.
Really?
Yeah, on the planes I've always been on.
Now, again, we do have the two tickets for O.J. McDuffie tomorrow here in Marion at Tri-Rivers. If anybody's interested in those tickets, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. What NFL team did O.J. play for? Now, it is interesting. Not only did he play for an NFL team, he played for a college team, and he is also an Emmy Award-winning podcaster.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So he's got a whole nother career going on right now. So good for him. He's a great podcaster. So, O.J. McDuffie in Marion tomorrow. And we're all looking forward to that big event out at Tri-Rivers. Although you're concerned about the dinner.
I am. Because I'm really a picky eater, right? And,
okay.
And I don't know. I don't know what they're having. I like to know what they're having before
But why is this a concern? If you don't want it, just don't eat it.
Well, true, but, you know, I don't want to be hungry either.
Well, bring something. Like on a plane.
There you go.
Bring something with you.
I'll bring my chicken
fries. Like that TikTok lady, yeah.
I'll bring my chicken
fries. See, now it doesn't seem like a bad idea, does it?
That's right.
Well, think if you're flying across the country.
Yeah. True.
You might want your chicken.
Thank you.
I don't know what the dinner is. I told you. I'm not sure what's on the menu
the agenda,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Well, that's how you do it.
Yep.
Most events like this, as I said, it's usually chicken or beef. They always have some
fish.
Kind of meat. I doubt it would be fish.
It could be fish.
I don't think it'll be fish. Maybe it'll be some Biscoff crackers.
There you go.
Or cookies. Or something of that nature. Well, you're tuned to WGH Talk here. We're going to go to break here in just a moment, but we're coming back. We've got a whole nother hour. Gabriel Rosvanis is with us, 11 years old. He's going to do some more songs for us next hour. We're looking very much forward to that. Gabriel, what's coming up next hour?
We got two more songs. Next one's Knocking on Heaven's Door by various artists, and the last one is Zombie, which I'm going to do Bad Wolves version.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So, Gabriel Rosvanis coming up here next hour. Sean will be with us. Yep. Matt Morgan is on vacation tonight. We're going to take about a 15-minute break here for news and weather, top of the hour features, and we'll come back with much more here on WGH Talk. Don't go anywhere on this last Friday in the month of May, 2026. We'll be right back after this short but important break.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not.